Thank you, Commissioner. Again, I apologize for having to interrupt your testimony. Thank you for your testimony. Are there questions from committee members? Representative Bryant?
Thank you. Thank you. The first feeling of this kind of shocks me a little bit in the sense of local control. If we're now, by science, trying to take away the rights of the local municipalities to control pesticides or restrict them in some way, what is next on the list to start taking away from local control and their choice?
I guess the comment that you made that we would use science to take away local control, which is what you just said. I want to use that as an opportunity to emphasize how very complex the use of pesticides is. They're both dangerous and yet of immense importance to the communities. Local towns, 498 of them, or cities, if the few that we have in this state, do not have staff to analyze the way that our pesticide control board and our scientists that are on that board, the products and their use. I understand emotion. I'm a participant in the town meeting process all my life and enjoy and believe in that process. But as you read in my testimony, the state has made the determination that inland fisheries and wildlife laws are best not enforced locally, that vehicle registration laws are something the state has decided there are minimum competencies in. I don't think you and I possess the ability to understand the complex scientific interaction of what happens with these products. And so we have a board that makes judgments, win, lose, or draw, based on the best information available. The bugs don't seem to understand the boundaries of towns or the products that we're controlling. Particularly with mosquitoes and other invasives coming in, there is a need to have an overarching concern to the state level.
What I said was I applauded you for using science, but I wasn't using science as the only reason for not allowing the towns to have their control. You kind of put that on one.
That was the point I was trying to make in my testimony as well, that there's a scientific basis for doing what we do in these products. There are just certain things that it takes a great deal of analysis and years of study to make judgments on the value, which apparently is the point.
Representative B.B. Center.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You mentioned that there's a Washington, D.C. organization that's been active in meetings and offering training. Is the training poor training?
The training is to create ordinances.
And are the ordinances bad?
That's my point.
The ordinances are bad.
We have 27 ordinances, and none of them are alike in towns already in this town, with a potential of 475 more. Based on whatever the community chooses to base them on, it's part of a national agenda. I didn't get to that part of my testimony. Maine is a state that is ripe for folks to kind of come in and use our municipal so-called home rule and other proposals. The point that I did articulate is we have some of the most intense pesticide regulations at the state level on the face of the earth. And then to have a group of well-meaning individuals who sit in judgment based on a group of people who come in with that don't believe in these things or don't believe in some of them. Now, maybe we believe in the flea collars for the dogs, but not in spraying landscape products. And picking and choosing pesticide policy, we just don't think is appropriate. And I think that it's not just an interference with commerce, but it's an interference potentially with health and safety.
Just a follow-up. So you're saying that you say out-of-state advocacy groups are impacting Maine people and business using Maine law to champion their own agenda. So you're saying there are bad rules and bad ordinances that don't work, that are inappropriate and threaten the health of people?
These local ordinances are, frankly, very, very difficult for. Well, I suspect there are people here who may be able to describe in detail the impact on their businesses. But in terms of our role as a state entity, you were asked to come in. We, the staff that work in this independent, quasi-independent Maine Pesticide Control Board, they're housed under our department, but they make their they make independent decisions and have a staff that provides analysis based on those decisions. And they brought in, you know, if somebody doesn't like Roundup, and there are national advocacy groups that don't like that product or the company that makes it or used to make it. And so there are groups that, you know, that have that as a cause. Then, you know, the department is, I think, unfortunately, or the staff of pesticide control were brought in to say, well, when might we use this or where might we use it or how do we do this and not that? I mean, how do we identify this pesticide we don't like but not impact the Clorox under your sink or the fly spray or the mosquito spray or other things? So it becomes a patchwork of value judgments instead of a uniform policy.
Thank you.
Representative Madigan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning.
Good morning.
I tend to agree with you as far as the towns having expertise to administer these type of things. I've managed five towns as a town manager, all small towns, and certainly the towns I managed had no staff, no expertise in these areas. So when you mention there's 27 ordinances out there, I'm assuming they mostly large towns that may have the capability of providing some kind of technical expertise in their staff. And I guess my real question is I guess I lost my train of thought there. Sorry, Commissioner.
Well, I think
my concern is that when these ordinances are developed, somebody must be checking them out to make sure they're in compliance with what regulations the state already has.
No, these are an attempt to override state regulations.
Okay.
And that is the conundrum that our staff, who are asked, and I dare say every instance or nearly every instance by the city of South Portland or other entities, you know, we have this idea of having more stringent pesticide rules. Come and help us make it right. How do you do that when, you know, they're placing a judgment on certain products or certain processes or certain activities? You know, we don't want things applied to golf courses. Well, they're legal. Well, we don't want them to be legal. We want to have an ordinance to say they're illegal. Help us do that. Obviously we're public employees and do, you know, work for the public, but for a local community to say something is illegal when in fact it is both federally and state legal, how do you do that? Well, we've got 27 communities who have ventured down that space, some very large, South Portland and other entities, some very small, who are just as you describe, you know, one person is expected to do a lot of things.
Oh, shit. Thank you.
Senator DeChambeau.
Thank you. I want to follow up because that's exactly what I was thinking of the 27 communities, and I don't presume that they were the large communities. They were smaller ones. And you said in your testimony that if a community is talking about pesticides, they'll call someone from the department to give them an overview. But that's just it. Having done ordinances, the room is full of people that want you to pass that rule. So could you provide for us those 27 communities? I would like to see that have those ordinances. Do you have that available?
Well, of course, it's a constantly evolving list. I mean, I will. You know, we'll ask the staff. I suspect one or two may be listening.
To
see if they have that. I mean, we have. Again, it's an attempt to override our regulatory authority. So we may or may not know all of them. We may or may not have been asked.
We may be hiding it from you.
I guess that's the nature of what you're describing here. I guess we were all in a community who was asked us repeatedly to weigh in on the discussion of the city of Augusta has asked us to weigh in. And it's very, With what? It's legal. Well, we don't want it to be. Well, that's your problem. I mean, I don't mean to be facetious in the discussion, but
Within the current law, I mean, if it's home rule, and they do it themselves the way they want to. And I agree with you. There are people who read one article and say, we want to outlaw this. And that's and you've got seven people who are on ordinance committee, and they're listening to their town folk. But if you do have a list, your own secret list.
I wouldn't be a secret. Nothing we would have a secret. We don't do that. But I would... I mean, we'll. I guess I was in defense of folks saying we may not have them all. We're aware
That's
of that.
Quite all right.
Yeah, we'll try
just
to get that.
Gave me an idea.
I appreciate the request, and I'll try to get that.
Thank you.
I suspect somebody in the audience will be providing that list as they testify here shortly.
Could well be.
Representative Pickett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Commissioner, for coming and testifying today. Just kind of a follow up to Representative Beebe Center. Question on the ordinances and whether they were bad ordinances or whatever. I want to wrap my mind around that a little bit. I'm hearing you not necessarily saying they're bad ordinances. Would it be fair to say that all of these 27 different ordinances, they are different in some ways to meet the specific needs of those particular communities, but they mean well? But sometimes, and most times, they're counterproductive to what really is the overall problem of dealing with this issue. Exactly, would that be a correct assessment?
Well, I don't think I would put it that way at all. I mean, I think that we're very confident that the level of control we have at the state does the job. It does it exceedingly well. I mean, we caught here, and I know there's former members of the Pesticide Control Board and others who want a chance to speak. It's been a bumpy ride in pesticides in this state, and we got to a very high level of public engagement and a very high level of expertise in what is appropriate and inappropriate products. And now, and as much as we love town meeting formal government, you know, there's a desire to go and do more. And I wouldn't say that the ordinances are appropriate. I don't have all of them, so it'd be possible, but they're providing. They wouldn't be happening if somebody wasn't trying to go further than state law. I mean, you wouldn't have the ability to make them less restrictive.
And sir, I think what I was trying to say was that the ordinance was drafted from their point of view as meaning well. However, mm-hmm. It really is counterproductive to what is best, which is the people that have the organization Correct. That can do the work. That's what I was trying to
yes,
say.
Yes, right.
Anyone else? Seeing none, thank you very much for your testimony, Commissioner.
Thank you. Thank you for your attention. And we'll be available to provide further information. I guess we will be providing further information. Thank you.
You.